Pageantry and the crown, apparently always inseparable. But they haven't always been so. For much of the last century, such scenes were unknown, and royal pomp had fallen out of favour, until over 100 years ago, when a single day restored it. June the 22nd, 1897. Queen Victoria's Diamond Jubilee. The pageant was recorded by a new invention, the movie camera. This was the first state event ever filmed, and a new march was especially written by an up-and-coming composer, Edward Elgar. Jubilee mugs were made for every child and presented at parties held in every parish. And in all the corners of Victoria's far-flung empire, there was celebration. From the forests of Burma to the Sultan's palace in Zanzibar, from the African Gold Coast to the plains of the Transvaal, from the hill station at Simla to the streets of Ceylon. 400 million souls, one quarter of the population of the planet, paid tribute to Victoria.
She reigned for 64 years. And I always remember that whenever my mother, years after, just before she died, she always referred to Queen Victoria as the Queen, as if there'd never been any other.
For most of these onlookers, there never had been. The Queen had given her name to their age. They couldn't imagine its climactic moment without her. But in truth, Victoria was a reluctant icon. By a supreme irony, her own jubilee stood for things that she had resisted all her life. And the road that brought her here was not the one she would have chosen, nor the one she had expected.